Today's between master and disciples will be presented in English and Korean with subtitles in English, Arabic, Oroxies or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czechoslovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
Korean은 수천 년간 이어져 내려왔습니다. 고려란 이름은 고려 왕조에서 유래됐습니다. 고려는 높고 아름답다는 뜻이며 한국 경치의 특징인 맑은 호수와 산천을 적절히 묘사한 것입니다. 한반도의 척추는 태백산맥으로 그 끝에는 한국인이 영적으로 신성시하는 백두산이 자리잡고 있습니다. 신비로운 아름다움과 태고의 환경을 지닌 이 산은 수많은 순례자와 여행객들을 한결같이 매료시킵니다.
한국은 조용한 아침의 나라로 알려져 있습니다. 문화적 자부심을 가진 이 나라는 전통 문화와 현대적 문화가 적절하게 어울려져 있는데요. 고대 왕궁과 성스러운 사원이 고층 건물과 같은 초현대 시설과 나란히 공존하고 있습니다.
한국인들은 영성의 개발에 신실하고 열렬하여 깨달은 스승을 진심으로 환영했습니다. 1992년 처음 축복을 받은 후 많은 축복을 누렸습니다. 그 다음해인 1993년 세계 순회 강연의 일환으로 칭하의 무상사는 서울과 부산에서 강연했으며 수천 명의 사람들이 그녀의 사랑과 평화의 메시지를 받고 기쁨에 넘쳤습니다.
스승님은 1994년과 1997년에 다시 한국을 찾았습니다. 1997년 방한 기간 동안 조순 서울시장은 칭하의 무상사를 친견하는 영광을 누렸습니다. 그 후 1998년 5월 6일 한국 출가승들은 칭하의 무상사를 영동센터 개막식에 초대해서 한국에서 국제 선호 행사를 개최했습니다. 수천 명의 구도자들이 5대주로부터 모여들어 선행사에 참가를 했었고 스승님 생신과 어머니 날의 성대한 축하 행사로 선은 막을 내렸습니다.
과거 몇 년 동안 칭하의 무상사와 국제협회 회원들은 1995년, 96년, 98년 북한의 기근 피해자들에게 2,000톤의 쌀 원조를 포함해 북한 주민들에게 구호품을 제공해 왔습니다.
가장 최근 구호로는 2007년 북한의 심각한 홍수 상황을 들으신 칭하의 무상사께서 홍수 이재민을 돕기 위해 북한의 미와 5만 불을 기증하신 것입니다. 칭하의 무상사는 또한 한국의 화재, 가뭄, 홍수, 태풍, 각종 재난의 이재민에게도 지원금을 보냈습니다.
국제협회 회원들은 요양원을 방문했고 교도소도 방문해 칭하의 무상사의 가르침을 수감자들과 나눴습니다. 스승님의 인도적인 활동과 강연을 통해 칭하의 무상사는 한국 전역에 알려지게 되었습니다.
이제 여러분께 소개할 강연은 칭하의 무상사와 협회 회원들이 2000년 5월 10일 함께 했던 담화로 제목은 생선 딸기입니다.
오케이, okay. I could also tell you a few tips. Yeah, I have told you some of it, yeah? You can do your own business, but doing your own business is risky, yeah? So you choose to have a peaceful life, you know, 8 to 5 and earn a fixed amount of money every month, or you choose to take a risk to become a businesswoman, make your own business. Before you start to venture into business, you have to look for what kind of business you want to do. And whether you are capable in that business or not. Don't do a business just because a neighbor do it. because it looked good and glamorous, because you have a bigger title. No, no, no. If you want is the money, then you have to look for a business, however low or don't have title or don't look glamorous, don't look good, business. You have to look for the business that make money. Understand? So that is the main point. Look for a business that you can do, that you're capable, and not too many competition. And for sure we make money, and not to have too much capital to begin with. And even if you lose a business, you don't lose much. You see what I mean? Because a lot of people, why they lost business? Because they just do what the neighbor do. Oh, they see the neighbor make a lot of aoyai dress and earn a lot of money. Oh, I open a one, even though she didn't know how to. You see what I mean? People open restaurant and very prosper, a lot of customer come in. I also open a restaurant, even though I have no experience about restaurant. So before you do a business, anybody can do a business and can be successful. If you love your business, and if you are not to aim too high, and not to risk too big a capital, see? You do small business, make less capital, but earn more in later. And even if you lose business, you don't go bankrupt, because very less capital. There's so many, many business that you can earn a lot of money, but don't have to put a lot of capital. Yeah? And in the beginning, if you are not sure, you can keep your job and do business on the side, or depends on how much money you have, on how much you want to go into that business. But you must love your job. You must love the business that you do. You must put all your heart into it, and you become rich in no time. But you don't spend everything that you earn. That's the main question. You have to buy anything that is worth every penny you spend. You even have to buy second-hand clothes or anything that you can use, but without having to spend the hard-earned money, you see? And the more money you have, the more you can earn, because that's investment in the bank, even. In the bank, even you put money in the bank, like deposit, in like you put $10,000 in a very good earning bank. You have to know which one earn good. And you put like investment in, like 20 years later, you have like $100,000. And that you can make another business or earn or invest more in it, you see? And that's how you have money. You don't just spend everything. I have a good car and beautiful clothes. All these are just empty. A lot of people have a big business car and business company and drive very good car, but they have big, big, big debt. Yeah, they spend more than they earn. If you look at a person who drive a beautiful car and wear beautiful clothes, you think he's millionaire, you're wrong. Most millionaires don't drive this flashy car and don't wear so big stuff. They just happy because they have money. They don't need to show. Yeah. Sometimes they buy second-hand car because they don't need to pay luxury tax. That saves you $10,000. And it drives the same. A lot of car, they just drive like 200-300 miles and then they're fed up, they sell it. Yeah? And you can buy that kind of car for like half of the money less, you see, or at least one-third less, and you don't pay even luxury tax, and it drives better still, drive good, all the same, for example. And you can buy like clothes that is a reasonable price. You don't have to go to buy designer clothes, you think what I mean? And you look smart, you look good, because you know how to dress, you don't have to pay a lot of money. Or sometimes you go and buy second-hand clothes in the movie star shop, you know, very expensive clothes, but they sell them very cheap, and you still look smart. For example, like that. You have to know how to manage your money. And you buy food in a wholesale, and then you make marmalade and all that and save it, for example, when it's cheap. That's how people become millionaire. Not just by earning, not just by risking to do business, but by also saving. They really know. They squeeze the last drop out of their toothpaste. They don't throw half away. Yeah? Everything you save, that's what you earn. And it's very easy to be rich, believe me. Before, you know, I didn't have any money. I was a monk. Don't have any money. But I don't want to take money from people either. So I do a lot of things. I grow bean sprout. Even so many layers. You just put the beans on it and then put another layer of cloth and then I sell a lot. For example, I already can earn money. And later I have a lot of people following me and stay with me as resident, and I have to feed them also. And we think of the way to make money together. So I went and buy some very cheap material that they on sale from last year, but which never out of fashion, you know, like warm cloth and things like that. It never be out of fashion. And we make a poncho, you know, like warm coat out of it. And we make guanyin cloth and all that. Yeah, we sell it to people. And we bought very cheap, you know, because we bought the wholesale and on sale, and the wholesale in the company, they want to get rid of them because they make new one every year. So the old one, they sell cheap. And then so we earn money also. Everything you can do, yeah? And there are many things, many, many small way to make business. People look down upon because the job is not glamorous. So don't look for glamorous title. Look for where they make money. Because sometimes you open a restaurant. For example, just restaurant business. Most Vietnamese like to open a restaurant. And they like to open a very, very big restaurant with, white cover, you know, and white serviette. Yeah. And everything glassy and glossy and very luxury looking. But that earn very little money. Because you have to pay for laundry and you have to pay for waiter changing up and down. A lot of things, much trouble. But some people, they open a restaurant like fast food, like coffee shop. Oh, they earn a lot of money. And even those who sell hot dog outside, they earn a lot more money than some big restaurants in the beginning. Big restaurant, you have to have a lot of money to fall back on. Because in the beginning, not too many customers come, and you have to pay for waiters and tax and cleaning napkin and every little thing you have to pay. But like fast food, you don't pay for napkin, for example. You don't pay for tablecloth. You don't need too many waiters. And you do it yourself. Or the people who sell the hot dog stand, you don't look down upon them. They earn a lot of money. They don't have any capital. They don't need any. For example, like that. Yeah? And they pay very less tax because they don't have a restaurant to pay. They don't have personnel to pay. So look for the thing that make money. Yeah? Even you just buy a vegetarian hot dog stand, you know, a tofu stand or whatever, it's just somewhere that where a lot of people go in, come in and go in, yeah? You earn very fast because you sell more. In the restaurant, you sell maybe big money for one time, but how many big one time you can earn like that? But for those hot dogs, you sell, you know, every second, one or two or three, and then you earn because of the big chunk. You earn money very fast. This is just for example. Don't just all go out and sell hot dog, please. I'm just saying the example between the glory and the money. Yeah? If you want is money, look for the money. However humble the job. If you want glory, of course, then you know where to go. Okay? Very easy to be rich, trust me. You already have it here. So many ideas flowing through you every day, just realize it. Okay? Choose, pick which one idea is suitable, and then you can make money. Okay? Yeah. Whether you practice or not, this is the life. Some people are happy, some people are rich, some people are poor. But what I mean is, after you enlighten, you can change your destiny also. If you don't harm anybody by being rich, you could change. Yeah? Yeah. And then you make a lot of money, you help people. It's no harm. It's no harm. If you see any poor Buddha here, because they don't want to be rich. They have the right to not to be rich. Yeah, you can use money in different way. But some people like to remain humble, you know? They don't want to change their life. But if you want to, I tell you, you can. That's all. Okay? Yeah. Being rich and poor, it's not because you might not be able to earn more, but because you save more and you know how to manage. And that's allowed within the law of the karma. That is allowed. For example, in this life, you're allowed to have only $100. But with $100 you have given to you, you can invest more. That's up to you. You can do it. But only with that $100 capital, for example, like that. You see what I mean? So that's allowed. You can change your life. In some corner, you can, like, for example, in a busy traffic, yeah? You can zigzag your way and go faster. Yeah, you didn't break any law, yeah, and you didn't go any faster, but you just, you know, zigzag your way if you're busy. Yeah, that's the way. Okay, it's nice to be rich, it's cool. Yeah, actually, nothing changed. After being rich, you will know nothing changed. That's why many people don't care. Yeah, they just remain poor Buddha. They're happy that way. This is also right, yeah. Okay, fine. So that's a very cute question. You came directly from Hanoi?
Yes.
Just now?
Last
But you stay in the United States or are you going back home?
No, I live in Hanoi.
You live in Hanoi still?
Yes, I'm working in Hanoi also.
And you can come here?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes, on yes. business.
Oh, that's good. Okay, you see, business is good,
yes.
huh? You see that? Yeah. When you are a businesswoman, you're more free. So making money is not bad. Continue.
Oh, thank you.
Money helps you.
Thank you.
You have the right to travel because you are a business person. That helps also a lot. You can come here easier than most of the ordinary Vietnamese people. So you see, I tell you, make money is good. Whatever you like is fine. Whatever you like is fine. It's no big deal having money. You also eat one or two meals a day and wear only one clothes at a time. Right? And I tell you, all these beautiful clothes sometimes it's not comfortable to wear. It's very official. You have to sit this way, and you have to walk that way, and you have to talk that way.
Please, Master, I want to ask you, how do we justify if a dream has a spiritual value or just simply a dream? Or let me say, if a dream is a spiritual experience or not, how do we justify this, Master?
Well, if you sit, you wake up and remember everything, and it's very clear to you, then you know. Yeah? Most of a dream is just overflow of the mind's impression, so you will forget it. Yeah? If some dream have deep impression to you, you know it. You have intuition. Okay?
Yes, Master, thank you.
Okay, la. Let's end it with a happy note.
Today, 스승과 제자 사이를 시청해 주셔서 감사합니다.
계속해서 스모칼 뉴스 뒤 동물의 세계, 더불어 사는 세상을 시청해 주십시오. 천국의 은총과 사랑이 여러분 삶을 인도하길 기원합니다.
We thank you for your company on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next right after Nurathi News. May Heaven's grace and love be your guide in life.